The Pebble Mine is back in the news this week. Dozens of Pebble opponents were issued subpoenas as part of a lawsuit in federal court. That lawsuit alleges EPA was coordinating improperly with some of the mine's opponents and is now in the discovery phase. Pebble lawyers want to talk with and obtain documents from those who've worked alongside or supported EPA's efforts. Spokesman Mike Heatwall says that will fill in the blanks for the paper trail Pebble has been trying to put together.
The EPA has not been very forthcoming in all of the Freedom of Information Act requests that we have made over the course of several years. And really all we have right now is a very incomplete picture. What we've seen so far has caused us to have a lot of questions about what was really going on behind the scenes at the EPA.
On the receiving end of the subpoena requests are a mix of individuals and groups who've been fighting against Pebble's development. While the subpoenas were not entirely unexpected, some say it's had a chilling effect. Some of Pebble's most outspoken critics are speaking only through an attorney this week. That attorney is Vicki Clark with Trustees for Alaska, an environmental law firm which was itself served a subpoena.
Their discovery requests and the subpoenas are extremely broad and excessive. They're not just about communications with EPA, but they are about communications between private parties, just about anything to do with Pebble, and in some respects, mining in general in Alaska. So this is a pretty desperate attempt by Pebble to have a chilling effect on the opposition to the project.
Pebble says one of the key figures who knows what was happening inside the agency for several important years is former EPA employee Philip North. He left the country after retiring 2 years ago, and the agency claims some of his government emails were lost when his hard drive crashed. A federal judge has ordered North to appear in Anchorage for deposition next month. In related news, a report issued today by the Cohen Group says the EPA has acted unfairly in its efforts to put preemptive restrictions in place to block the development of the Pebble Mine. The Cohen Group, founded by former U.S. Senator and Clinton Defense Secretary William Cohen, was hired last March by Pebble to independently review the agency's actions. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
In a press call Tuesday morning, Secretary Cohen summed up on several occasions what a 346-page report with his name on it has to say.
My only very narrow ruling in the sense, or judgment in the sense, is that it was unfair to use 404C on a peremptory basis, and it was unfair to use it using hypotheticals.
404C is the section of the Clean Water Act that EPA says gives the agency authority to block Pebble before the company has applied for permits. The hypotheticals Cohen referred to are the mine scenarios EPA used in its Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment, which was the basis for preemptive restrictions the agency has proposed. Cohen's group was commissioned to take an independent review of EPA's involvement, a study that Pebble paid for. Pebble has long accused the EPA of stepping out of bounds and attempting to cheat the developer out of the standard permitting process mapped out in the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. Pebble hoped Cohen would agree and lend his voice and reputation to that allegation, which he did.
Given the magnitude of the issues involved, it seems to me it would have been certainly wiser, but I think ultimately much fairer to the state of Alaska and to Pebble to follow the normal procedure.
The response to Cohen's report from Pebble's opponents Tuesday was as swift as it was predictable.
This report was completely bought and paid for by the Pebble Limited Partnership.
That's Alana Hurley with United Tribes of Bristol Bay. In the back and forth over Pebble, neither side's science or studies or reviews ever seemed to pass muster with the opposition. UTBB and a host of other Pebble opponents claim the Cohen report is a smear tactic against the EPA's efforts, which are largely supported in Bristol Bay. Hurley says the report is a distraction from the larger central issue.
Like the lawsuit, this report speaks in no way, shape, or form to the fact that the science is very clear on this, and there's still no question in our minds that this type of mining can't coexist with salmon in Bristol Bay.
But that's not what the Cohen Group says their report was tasked to weigh in on.
This is not about the Pebble Mine.
That's retired Air Force General Joseph Ralston, a former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who is now a vice chairman of the Cohen Group.
I understand there may be people in Bristol Bay who have strong feelings about this, but this report does not say that Pebble Mine should or shouldn't be built. But this is about fairness of a federal agency.
Separate from the Cohen report, the EPA's own inspector general is currently investigating the agency's involvement in Bristol Bay, and one of three lawsuits has found some traction in federal court. EPA lawyers have kept the agency near silent on the matter for months, and on Tuesday, EPA offered only a mild rebuttal to Cohen's report. A spokesperson emailed to say EPA stands behind their three-year effort to study the watershed and proposed use of 404C restrictions they say would protect the fishery. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking on the enviro-friendly Obama administration's time in office. What's next for the Cohen report is unclear. It might soon become just an expensive footnote in the ongoing battle for public perception like the Keystone panel hearings of 2013. But Cohen himself says he saw a number of troubling aspects with EPA's behind-the-scenes actions dating back nearly a decade that need further review, perhaps in courts or Congress.
These are big issues, and when you're dealing with big issues, deal with it in a way that's the most open, so that everybody has a chance to have their say on the record and put it to an examination, a critical examination, and say, okay, under the circumstances, we decide this can't go forward, et cetera.
Neither Pebble nor the Cohen Group would disclose the cost of the review. Two more things to keep in mind. One, EPA's preemptive restrictions against Pebble are still only proposed at this point and will remain that way likely through the end of the most recent federal lawsuit. And two, Pebble is still without an investment partner to move the project forward and seems a long ways off from requesting to enter the permitting process they say they deserve the chance at. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.